You're listening to KNKX. The Naval Air Station on Whidbey Island has been operating since 1943, but the recent replacement of its electronic warfare aircraft has upset many residents in the area. They say the new Growler jets are too loud. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has more.
Mark Lunston moved from Seattle to Anacortes 11 years ago to build a house in the woods with his wife. He says there were Navy Prowlers flying overhead then, but they didn't bother him much.
Now they have these new jets which shake your house, and they feel like the sky's ripping open when they're right over you. They're very, very loud.
He says the Navy's expanding presence throughout the Puget Sound region is a misfit for an area that's renowned for wild natural beauty and resources. Lunston is part of a group called Indivisible Fidalgo. They're one of a growing number of groups in a regional network of activists that's trying to stop the Navy's expansion plans. Marion Atwood is president of Citizens of Ebies Reserve in Coopville, which has spearheaded the fight. She says the Navy's current Growler plan authorizes up to nearly 6 times more operations per year, much of it late at night.
So there's no way that this whole region is not going to be impacted by the noise of these jets. Everyone is going to be experiencing increased noise.
Navy spokesman Ted Brown says it's critical that Growler pilots practice landing on moving aircraft carriers, which is one of the hardest flight maneuvers in all of aviation.
We have to train these pilots in as realistic an environment as possible, and it's absolutely essential that a certain portion of their field carrier landing practice training is conducted in darkness.
The Navy did delay release of its final environmental impact statement so it could respond to thousands of comments submitted by opposition. The final plan is expected to come out sometime this summer or late fall. Meantime, community groups are working on a lawsuit against the Growler expansion, which they hope will force the Navy to move the fleet to a less populated training area. The Navy says that's unlikely because people would be impacted wherever it goes, and it would be costly to move all of the hangars and other infrastructure. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
Indivisible Fidalgo is hosting a meeting on Monday in Anacortes about the jet noise. You can find out more on our website, knkx.org.